What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by Moore Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy, and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
We're back in the game today, Kathy. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
Okay, so there is an old saying that you can lead a horse to water, but
you can't make them drink.
You can't make it drink. I've never actually tried that. So, but today we're talking about umbrella policies, and a lot of times we lead customers to that water, and they're not going to buy it, are they?
Exactly, yes. Yep.
So some of the things we talk about are things that are not going to ruin you financially. Some of the things, if you don't have MedPay on your house or on your car, you can get through that. If you didn't buy the rental car waiver, you're going to be able to survive that. An umbrella policy is the one for the big one. When the big one comes, you want to have an umbrella policy. Again, I've talked about severity. Excuse me. I've had allergies for the last, since March, haven't I, Kenny? But the big one is when you have a major catastrophe, a major claim, a major liability situation. They're very rare and infrequent. But like I said before, you know, the severity is against you, but probability of having one is on your side. So I wanted to reintroduce a topic we talked about, or just a story. We've already talked about this situation where most people know Hulk Hogan, and he is, you know, a professional wrestler.
Professional.
You
know, I don't think he's doing it now.
Well, he's wrestling with his insurance agent and his wife and his attorney.
Oh,
so,
yeah, he's wrestling with that.
You know, he's had a catastrophe. And I feel bad for him because, you know, I feel that he's a good guy. I really do. I've heard he's soft-spoken. He's not the same persona that you see him.
It's an act.
Yeah, but he's, you know, he's popular. He was fun to watch. You know, you really enjoyed him. He was successful. You don't get where he was not being successful.
Right.
So with that success came, you know, assets and fame and money. He went through a very bad time. So his son was driving a car, which I assume was probably some sort of exotic car.
They were racing,
weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy is a little bit familiar with this because he lives where Kathy's from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Kathy lives in from Largo. Just Clearwater is just down the beach.
Tampa, all that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know where that actually happened. I remember it was on some bridge. I think they may have been perhaps racing or driving fast. And his passenger, his son is Nick, and he left his passenger in a coma. It was a terrible accident. When you have a minor, you are what's called vicariously liable for the actions of your minor. So he actually, since he's a member of the household, it's Hulk's son, he's responsible for him. You know, he obviously paid for the car. I mean, a 17-year-old car is not going to be able to buy a car like this. And so Hulk Hogan is sued. Well, at the time he had, according to this article, and I know this is his personal business, but he had assets and, you know, $30 million. His wife handled the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And her name was Linda. Just a complete tragedy. He was offered on several occasions an umbrella policy. That's what we're talking about today. When he found out he didn't have one, he was not happy.
Yeah.
And not only is not happy, he's now looking at losing, you know, his wealth, his assets, because of he's vicariously liable for the actions of his son. Well, I wouldn't want to be the agent that had written that policy, would you?
No.
I mean, I'm sure it was cool insuring Hulk Hogan. I'm also sure that, you know, if he showed up at your office and wanted to do a pile drive on your head, or, you know, jump off your, you know, the desk and body slam, he probably could. But he didn't do that, obviously did in the court of law. So the agent had to go back and prove that his wife, who held the insurance, was offered a umbrella policy repeatedly. And in fact, she was. I mean, she had on several occasions had turned down the umbrella policy. And so he went back and did try to, you know, sue the agent. and the agency actually won, but you've got to prove that as an agent. Well, the best position you can be in is to have a covered claim at the time of loss. It's in the, you know, the next best position is where you've got a claim that's not covered, but you've offered the coverage to the customer. That's a good place to be.
Right.
However, that doesn't guarantee you're not going to be
brought
able
into
to,
something.
You've got to prove it.
Right.
You've got to prove your work. You've got, that's why documentation is so important, to have that offered coverage to the customer plus documented. And again, this is the big one. So he turned around and he, you know, came back against his wife, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It says,
well,
in the
now
article,
she's his ex-wife, because probably because of this, who knows.
Professional wrestler Hulk Hogan is suing his ex-wife. Now, this is a dated article. This was going back in time.
And you can find all this out online. I mean, it's not something we're coming up
correct.
With that we
yeah,
know.
This is not, this I do is, not personally know Hulk Hogan.
We don't know. Let's put a disclaimer here. This is out there for anyone to see and read for themselves.
Yeah, you can read this out for yourself.
We're just using this as an example.
I'm hoping that this would be useful for somebody to learn from somebody else's situation.
Mistakes.
And
or,
we see this all the time.
Yeah.
When we see claims all the time. You as a customer don't.
Right.
So that's why we're here to try to help you in the situation. Hogan paid an out-of-pocket to settle a lawsuit with a man who suffered severe brain injuries and automobile accident involving Hogan's son. Okay. So Wells Fargo in 2000 first offered $1 million liability coverage for an annual premium of just more than $1,200. So you're talking, you know, that's pocket change for him.
Mm-hmm.
Linda rejected the quote, the complaint says, and also rejected increased auto insurance coverage and personal / excess umbrella coverage in 2002 and in 2005. And it says all without consulting her husband.
Right.
I've been in a situation, unfortunately, where the wife has handled the insurance and something was not covered. And now I've got a husband that's come in to see me.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily a good thing. And these are good people. A lot of times, sometimes you say, we try to insure good people, you know.
Okay.
But Wells Fargo met Linda's personal assistant to review insurance coverage, point out that there was no umbrella. Sometimes you want to be after the gambler and know when to run.
Right.
You know. The complaint states that Linda, through her personal assistant, made it clear she was not interested in personal umbrella coverage, because she was not overly fond of insurance companies, which is, you probably could be stated she hated insurance. So how many times have we had the umbrella been rejected in our office, Kathy?
A lot.
Well, why? Why do they reject it?
I don't think people realize that they need it. They think we're trying to sell them something extra, which is not the case. You know, our job is to help avoid exposures. Our job is to make sure that you're insured properly. And we offer this because there needs to be someone to understand why they need this. I feel like some people don't understand what the actual coverages are or what the umbrella is really for. And as we talked about last week, you know, it does cover over and above your home or your auto policy. Your auto and home policy might exclude certain things, but your umbrella sometimes will cover things that it won't. So we want to make sure that people know that this is something, if something major happens, like a death or someone's injured for life and you're responsible for a car accident, typically when that happens, this policy can kick in to help that customer out from this bad situation.
So Kathy's going to read a little blurb here that was online about it. Go ahead, Kathy, and see what it says about this.
Many think this situation will never happen to them. Plus, not many have celebrity status, which makes for a sitting duck circumstance, right? Wrong. You'll be surprised how many people find themselves underinsured due to the line of thinking. If disaster strikes, a lawsuit can clean up your savings account, can force you to liquidate your investments, and possibly even sell assets like your home. This can happen to an average guy and does every day. When sizing up your liability coverage, consider this. If you have young drivers, like Hogan did, and you own your own home, make sure you have an umbrella in place. Remember, property, retirement accounts, college saving, any assets can be vulnerable if sued. Umbrella coverage is an average, can run $250 up to $450 a year, depending on how many assets you have. which is nothing if something goes wrong, plus offers a blanket liability over your home as well as your cars.
Yes. So I guess, are we a celebrities?
No.
No. Are we not an insurance power couple?
Well, not. I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. So we'll be back in a minute after the break here. And this, again, is Mark and Kathy Moore on WGRB Talk of the Mountains. You don't have to be a millionaire to get sued like one.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. We want to let you know where we're located, More Insurance Services. We have three locations. One is in Hayesville, North Carolina. Come by and next to United Community Bank and come by and see Mandy and Amy and Michelle. And we have an office in Hiawassee, Georgia, which is next to the hospital and a red brick building in the Town Trace building. And you can come by and see Joanne and Rose. And then we have our Blairsville location, which is located in the South State Bank building across from Home Depot next to the post office. You can come by and see Ashley and Shayna. They'd like to help you with your insurance needs. And you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com, where, of course, you can like us on Facebook. All of our Peace of Mind radio shows have been added to our website. So you can check them out if you've missed one or like to listen to one of them. So you can check out our website to find those shows on there. We also have two other locations. One is called Mountain Insurance. It's a division of More Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. Come by and see Emily and Velda there. And then our last office is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's located between United Community Bank and Burger King. Come by and see Kathy Hunter and Jeremy Payne there. And, of course, like us on Facebook.
Okay, so today's topic is, continue our discussion about a personal umbrella policy. Kathy, I wish everybody that has a policy with us or has business with us would buy one.
Yes.
I mean, it's something that we want to offer to people, something that we would like to see them at least consider. So I'm going to talk about, how do you get one? What do you have to do to get an umbrella policy? Because you can't just go out there and get one without making some kind of changes to what's called your underlying policies. And I want to talk about what policies, Kathy alluded to this earlier. So you've got different policies. Now, we are talking about just liability. Umbrella policy is not going to cover your stuff, your belongings. It's going to cover and protect you from liability to a third party where you've been sued, you've caused bodily injury, property damage, defamation of character could be something, slander, libel. Mm-hmm. So when you've caused an injury to a third party, that's when your liability is going to kick in.
Correct.
And so your homeowner's policy has got liability.
Yes.
It will be over that. It could be what's called a dwelling fire policy, which is typically a rental house.
Right.
So that could be a tenant.
Or a secondary home even.
Secondary home.
Primary
There's liability
home.
There. Mm-hmm. You've got your auto liability limits.
Correct.
When you cause an accident.
And then you've got your recreational vehicles, like your RV, your boat,
yep.
Jet skis, all that as
ATV,
well.
Motorcycle.
ATV.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So any policy that you've got that has a liability limit on the policy would be something the umbrella policy, you know, just like an umbrella goes over.
Right.
It protects you, you know, in this case, protecting from rain, protecting you from lawsuits.
Right.
So, there's going to be, the umbrella company is going to require you to do certain things before you can get the umbrella.
Right.
You can't just have a minimum limits policy
no.
and then get the umbrella.
But most carriers will require at least 100 and liability limits under your homeowner's policy, or not, sorry, on your auto policy.
Yeah, so what she's talking about there means 100,000 per accident, but 300,000 per accident for bodily injury.
And
now that's kind of low. A lot of times
that's
actually
low,
250
but most carriers. There are some, because we represent several different companies because we're independent. Some will do that particular amount. Most of them will do 250, 500, 250, or 500, 500, 500.
Yeah.
So depending on the carrier, you might have to have your liability limits on your auto there first before the actual umbrella kicks
before
in.
Before you can get one.
Correct.
So the $100,000 on your auto liability, mm-hmm. up to $300,000 for accident is the lowest I've seen.
Yes, and that very some companies few, do that. Some do, but it's few and far between. Most of them are only require at least $250,500, $250,000.
And these numbers without numbers, but what we're saying when we say it's called a split limb on your auto.
Correct.
So the first number you see there is going to be $250,000. So if you cause an accident, then that would pay $250,000, $250,000 for a single individual, for that person. And it would pay no more than $500,000 for anybody that's hurt total, the sum of everybody. Like, it would pay $500,000 total, but no more than $250,000 for any one person. So that's how it works with the umbrella policy. Now, the problem is, what you can run into is you want to, if everybody's making notes on this, I don't know if they are or not, but you want to make sure of a couple things. You want to make sure all the policies that you have
across the board
are underneath the umbrella.
Correct.
You don't want to have a policy out there that's not underneath the umbrella.
Right.
Then you want to make sure that your underlying policies, that your home policy, your auto policy, has got the requirements that are in place to meet the umbrella. What
right.
the umbrella is going to require you
right.
to have.
You don't have a gap.
Now, what you could do, let's say that you got an umbrella policy, and for some reason your auto policy canceled or lapsed, or some people say collapse, whatever you want to say, but it's out of force. The umbrella policy is not going to care where you had the coverage or not.
Right.
It's going to pay just like it was there.
Right.
So either if you had no coverage underneath your, you know, you didn't pay your insurance and your umbrella's in force, but your auto's not, then what's going to happen is, if the umbrell required $250,000, half a million, you'd have to pay the first, your deductible just came $250,000. Because you have to pay the first $250,000
before
the umbrella would even come into play. So
right.
it's not going to, so you can't just take, you know, I guess it'd be kind of nice if you could do that, just get a minimum policy and buy an umbrella.
But that's not the way it works. No.
It's not going to happen that way. So here is some things that I kind of put in here. You can raise your liability, maybe you just don't want to buy it, but you can raise your underlying liability.
Correct.
So I gave some examples here in your auto. So if you wanted to have $500,000 of liability coverage in your auto, you generally can raise your coverage to that amount.
Right.
Most companies will go up to that high.
Right.
Now, we have some North Carolina, like if you're in the facility in North Carolina, you can't get that high limits.
And you're seated, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but you can hopefully raise it to $500,000. That way, if you had an accident, and you can get what's called a combined single limit, which means you've got $500,000 across the board. It doesn't matter if it's one person or 10 people,
right.
It's going to pay $500,000. There's no sub-limit or no limit for any one person. The next option I had was, what if you want to have $1 million of liability when you're driving a car? Well, you can raise your auto liability to $1 million.
Right.
So some carriers won't do that, but a lot will today.
Right.
So how many carriers do we have that won't do that, Kathy? Is it,
there's very few, but most of them will at least do $500,000.
Yeah.
$500,000,
yeah, so
typically.
You can generally get $1 million. I mean, if you're driving around with $1 million of covers, we call it maybe the poor man's umbrella.
Right.
Because you don't have umbrella, but you've got good underlying limits.
Right.
Another option you can do, let's say you want to have $1.5 million of liability on your auto. You can have a $500,000 liability limit
on your auto,
which is going to satisfy the umbrella
home,
requirement.
Right.
Yep. And then you'll have $1 million over that. So now you've got $1.5 million. So I've been stepping this up $500,000 at a time. $500,000 of liability, $1 million, or $1.5 million. Now we're good at $2 million. What you have to do to have $2 million, you'd have to have $1 million
on your auto limits,
and then
a million dollar
umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we have umbrellas that are up to $10 million.
Right.
You know, I've got a few customers that are, you know, maybe
we've had people that have 5 million umbrellas.
I've got some that have 10
or 10.
I've had one customer that needs probably
about 25 probably.
Well, we never recommend a limit.
Right.
I don't have a crystal ball. I cannot tell you what you're going to get sued for. I cannot tell you what a jury is going to do.
Right.
Some of these judgments are tens of millions of dollars, $25 million or more.
Right.
I learned that in insurance school. Insurance 101, my professor said, do not ever, ever, under any circumstances, recommend liability.
Right.
Now, we do have what we have our minimums, which means that we're not going to write less. We don't want you to walk out of our office with a $25,000. That's not going to get you anywhere when you got $25,000
right.
of liability.
Right.
So, another thing is, we talked about, Kathy alluded to this last week or mentioned it, was, you know, what happens when the umbrella, you know, it can drop down over certain things that might not be covered. She's got two examples that we're about out of time here, but go ahead and tell the examples of here. Yeah. So there's two examples here.
So your actual policy course coverage than a liability coverage provides by a homeowner's policy or a personal auto policy. It's insured, for example, the insured was sued for saying the other party had embezzled money and turned out not to be true. The homeowner's policy did not cover personal injury, and his personal umbrella policy did.
That's an example of it coming down. So right. it's still going to come down and protect you, even though if there's something was excluded in your homeowner's policy.
Right.
Now, again, I like to have all the things. I like to have all the coverages one company. That way, right. It's all one company.
Right. They're not pointing fingers yeah. that way as
and,
well.
And your defense cost is going to be included until the policy limits paid.
Correct. Okay. The second example was insured rented a car in Jamaica and had an at-fault accident involving fatalities. Her personal umbrella policy dropped down to provide primary coverage since the loss was excluded by the personal auto policy as it occurred outside the policy territory.
Yep, so that's another good example. Okay, so again, it's Mark and Kathy Moore, WGRB Talk of the Mountains. You don't have to be a millionaire to get sued like one. Thank you.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.